Vanity of vanities. And there are a lot of vain things in this world today, and there's a lot of vain things that are leading us astray from our faith. And particularly, we have the media, which is a professional at trying to lead us astray from our faith. This last weekend, we had the end of the World Youth Day. I don't know how many of you are familiar with World Youth Day. It's really an awesome event where the Pope and the youth, any teenagers on through and their people and their young people in their 20s, have a couple days with the Pope. And they do this every couple years. So this year it was in Rio de Janeiro. The next one in a couple years will be in Poland. The youth of the world. So they had at least 3 million youth there. And in the Philippines, I think they had 8 million years back a little bit. Started by John Paul II. So just in case you were wondering, what is World Youth Day? That's what it's about. The Pope wants to spend time with the youth. Well, anyways, as he was flying back from Rome, there was an interview with him. And they asked him many questions about life. And he kind of answered off the cuff. And, of course, the media got one of his comments totally wrong. And I would say, actually, it has to be deliberately totally wrong. And if you haven't heard about it, it was this comment on homosexuality. And so the media was saying, oh, it's going to accept homosexuality as a good thing, and it's okay and fine. No, that's not actually the intent. And actually what I got here is, I'm going to read it to you, just two short paragraphs, what I got on the news from the Vatican. So, Zenit News. I put Zenit News on the website often. So it was one of the last things on the Zenit News with the questions that they asked him. So this is what I got from Zenit News. And this is the text, so I'm going to read it to you. It puts things in the context, too. Towards the end of the press conference, Vatican Insider reported that the Holy Father was asked regarding a rumored gay lobby within the Vatican. And his response is, there is so much written about the gay lobby. I have to find someone in the Vatican who has gay written on their ID card, the Pope said. Lobbies, all lobbies are not good. So obviously, they're talking about there was rumors going on. There's always rumors in the Vatican that there's somebody, like how you get somebody who's advocating for MAD or the Catholic Church. There are lobbyists within the capital of our country, right? And they advocate. Well, there are lobbyists within the Vatican who advocate for this and that. So they're thinking there's a gay lobby, somebody who's advocating for the gay cause, homosexual marriages and all that. Pope is saying, I haven't run across anybody like that. Goes on to say, the second paragraph, if a person is gay, the Pope continued, and he is searching for the Lord with goodwill, who am I to judge him? The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that gay people should not be discriminated against, but received. The problem is not about having these tendencies. The problem is to lobby it. And this goes the same for business lobbies, political lobbies, and Masonic lobbies. So the whole question was about actually lobbyists. Obviously, the Pope doesn't like lobbyists. You should just do what you're supposed to do. You shouldn't have people paying you to do the right thing. Out of your own goodwill, you should be doing it. That's kind of the point of what he's saying here. Now, with homosexuality, I hope we don't treat everybody who's a sinner like garbage. I mean, if somebody has a tendency towards sin, what we need to do is lift them up and orient them towards virtue. So whether they're drinking or doing drugs or anything, we don't support them in their habit and the doing of the evil. We support them in doing good. We don't alienate them. We welcome them into goodness. That's what the Pope is actually trying to do. He's not changing any teaching because he's quoting the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church says they should not be discriminated against. So we as Catholics, I hope we don't discriminate against these people. But we do need to set the line and say, hey, this is a mortal sin. God does say it's a mortal sin. So that judgment is to God's. We're just simply obedient to God's will. See, in all of this, of the vanity of all vanities, we ourselves, not just the media, we like to just kind of scratch the surface to get that warm, fuzzy feeling we get, and then, okay, I'll dump God. We got to really learn our faith. You know, what does the second reading say? Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly. You know, what are the things that are earthly in our life? He gives us the list, but there could be many things that are, we just allow these things to rule our lives instead of God. God is love. He is the true love, not our own conceived notion of what a love is or some mere emotion that we have this emotion of gobbly-gobbly love 1 minute and then the next minute, who knows where it's going to be. God endures all, love endures all things. God endures all things, yes, but love endures all things. It's more than emotion. So we need to ditch that earthliness. Not that we deny that we're born and we have a physicality to us, but that's not all we are. We're children of God. When somebody comes to me, I've had men come to me and say, I'm a homosexual. My reaction is, no, you're not. You're a child of God. That's what you are. And we're all children of God, no matter what sins we've committed. No matter what sins we've committed, or no matter what tendency of sin we have. God loves us. And we need to take faith in that. We need to open up our hearts up to Jesus Christ so that we don't see Greek and Jew and circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. That we don't see all these things. We're looking at it in the ways of the world. We need to have God's eyes. So that we need to open up our hearts to Him and trust in Him in all things. Don't be afraid to practice your faith, to believe the faith. To actually believe in the miracles that happen. To believe in what the Bible teaches. To actually believe what the Vatican says. You know, because the world likes to say, oh, heaven forbid, you're ignorant. Right? You're ignorant. You're naive if you believe in faith. I don't know. For me, the way I look at it, if you're atheist, you're naive in believing in the utopia that atheism suggests. Because we've seen that fruits in World War II and in World War I. Don't be afraid of your faith. And certainly don't be afraid of your God. Because He loves you. There is nothing we need to be afraid of. That's usually the thing that keeps us from God and from believing. Where we have fears. Go to the actual source of the church. To actually find out what the church teaches? I mean, don't just sit there and listen to the TV and the media and say, oh yeah, oh my goodness. You know, they did that at Vatican II, Humani Vitae, and every time they got it wrong. How often do we know the media to get it right on these issues? Now we just put a big old S on our forehead, sucker. You know? And we fall for it every time. You know, so when you get something from the media and somebody telling you, oh, this and all that, it's going to be, no. I would treat it with a grain of salt. Yeah, okay, whatever. That's what you say. You believe that, I don't. You know, the church is constant, in season, out of season. The church doesn't change its teachings. It follows Scripture. It follows the word of God. Even Pope Francis and Pope Benedict talked about who are they to change the teachings that was set before them. In their humility, they would never dare to even think of changing the teachings. So that's what we need to do. We need to trust in Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to put to death those things that are earthly, those things that trip us up, because they never really bring joy. This man was worried about money in this parable. Money is always a trip up for us too. There was an accounting for this. You know, he could have shared all this for the good of others. He didn't. He decided to hoard it to himself and to say, no, I don't believe. I'll rely on my own resources. That's not good. Rely on the heavenly resources, the grace of God.